Schubert's Piano Sonata number 21 in B flat. You heard the Portuguese star Maria João Pires. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Once again, time for our daily look at arts and culture. The Aga Khan Museum continues to offer outstanding and inventive exhibitions with the mission to foster a greater understanding and appreciation of the contribution that Muslim civilizations have made to world heritage. The Aga Khan Museum's new exhibition, Caravans of Gold, will see the installing of a 30-square-foot sculptural metropolis made entirely of black Lego bricks. The sculpture is inspired by the capital city of the medieval kingdom of Ghana, which was once a populous cultural hub located on the rim of the Trans-Saharan trade route. The overall exhibition is also stunning, including exclusive life-size pieces from Mali, Morocco, and Nigeria that have never traveled outside their home countries. The pieces showcase a level of craftsmanship from medieval Africa that is rarely addressed. You can journey along the Sahara Desert's trade routes during a time when Western African gold directly impacted and connected people and culture and arts and beliefs from across continents. Caravans of Gold is the first major exhibition to reveal the shared history of Western Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, and Europe from the 8th through the 16th centuries. During a visit, you can see more than 250 artworks. Joining me in studio with more on Caravans of Gold and this Lego sculpture, curator Michael Chagnon. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you here and excited to have you here. Let's start with this overall exhibit, which has been on display for a couple months now, if I've got my my ideas right here. Caravans of Gold. Why was it important to put this show on? We heard a little bit about it. But
sure. It was important because, as you mentioned earlier, this is the first exhibition to really focus on the central role played by Africa in the Middle Ages, which we're defining between the 8th and the 15th, 16th centuries, the central role that Africa played across the world and really as a hub connecting cultures through trade, through commerce, and through cultural impulses that coursed through the world at this time.
It's interesting. I know there's been exhibitions at the Aga Khan about Turkey and so on, as also a major trade route and so on. That really seemed to drive things.
Absolutely.
At the time. That's how culture worked.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. and that's a lot of what we know about. So a lot of the textual material, a lot of the archaeological record points us to trade as this major connective tissue between cultures at this time.
The exhibition draws on recent archaeological discoveries. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's right. We have showcases in the exhibition that really help contextualize some of the fragments that are found at sites like Sijil Masa in Morocco or Tadmeka in Mali, Gao in Mali, which are major trade hubs in the medieval period. And what these archaeological finds help us realize is that materials from as far away as China, from Europe, all across Africa, really circulated through this area of Western Africa, and then was transmitted to the rest of the world. So quite a fascinating set of stories.
It is, and it must be very exciting for an archaeologist to discover something from China, suddenly find it in somewhere that far away.
Absolutely.
Pretty incredible.
These are really interesting stories that are told from little tiny fragments that we then draw out into bigger pieces, and then we contextualize within this world history.
So here we are in November. You have all this programming to celebrate African heritage and history and culture. You are putting together Building Black Civilization, an Afrofuturist art installation involving a lot of black Lego bricks. So tell me a little bit about what this is and the artist who's putting it together.
Sure. We were really proud to enlist a local artist, Toronto-based artist Echo Nimako, who's a Ghanaian-Canadian artist who works in the signature medium of black Lego to create Afrofuturist sculptures of different kinds. He was actually directly inspired by the Caravans of Gold show when it was originally on view at Northwestern University, right before we brought it here. Hearing about how this exhibition unveiled the great histories of Africa's medieval civilizations, he decided to create a new chapter in a series of sculptures that he calls Building Black. And it culminates on the 19th, open to the public. We will have this...
This coming Tuesday. Yep.
We'll have this unveiling of a major piece that looks at his reimagination of the site Kumbi Saleh, which is thought to be the capital of the Ghana Empire in the 8th, 9th centuries.
It looks, well, or at least from what I see in my paper, it looks like it's going to be fairly large.
It's going to be 30 square meters. It's going to cover a great portion of our permanent collection gallery, which is our fourth floor where we have our main collection. You'll be able to see it from the second floor where the exhibition is located. So you'll be able to see Kumbi Saleh with from a bird's eye view as well. So you get to get up close, you get to see it from above. It's going to be absolutely stunning.
It sounds stunning, and it sounds like people might be filling up their social media pages with pictures of this.
Yeah, please do come by hashtag Building Black TO, hashtag Caravans of Gold TO. Please do come by, take all of your selfies, take your shots, put it on your social media. We can't wait to be able to celebrate with you in that way.
And there's been performances and educational programs all spawning from this exhibit as well. Right?
Absolutely. So Echo will actually be giving a tour of his installation on the 21st, which is Wednesday next week. We have film screenings, we have music performances, we have a festival of Moroccan culture. If you go to our website, agakhanmuseum.org, you'll be able to see all of these events. It's chock-a-block all the way through February.
And a beautiful space for it as well, if I don't say so myself.
Thank you.
I love visiting. And Caravans of Gold, Fragments in Time, Art, Culture, and Exchange Across Medieval Saharan Africa and Building Black, both happening. One happening right now and Building Black, of course, coming up. And as we just pointed out, agakhanmuseum.org. Michael, thank you for being here this afternoon. Very informative, and we're looking forward to this unveiling next Tuesday.
Thanks very much. We look forward to having you.
You're with the New Classical FM.